How to walk into a room. The art of knowing when to stay and when to walk away. The rooms of our lives. Life is like a house with many rooms. Each room represents a commitment, a community, a role, or a relationship we've entered. As we journey through life, we find ourselves walking into new rooms, leaving old ones, being locked out of some, and questioning whether it's time to move on from others. This book is about making decisions, specifically, deciding when to stay in a situation, relationship, or job, and when to walk away. It's about learning to discern the right time to enter or exit the various rooms of our lives. I've come to realize that every decision is unique to the person, and every person is unique to the decision. We all approach our choices from our own point of view, through our own set of personal filters, and with a particular posture that's baked into our personality. But regardless of our individual approaches, we often find ourselves asking similar questions. Should I stay, or is it time to leave? How bad does something have to be before I can let it go? What if I stay and nothing changes? What if I leave and everything falls apart? These are the questions we'll explore together as we learn how to walk into and out of the rooms of our lives with grace, wisdom, and confidence. The art of discernment. One of the most important skills we can develop is the art of discernment. This involves learning to listen to our inner voice, pay attention to our surroundings, and make decisions that align with our values and purpose. To begin this process, I encourage you to ask yourself these 10 questions. 1. What is true now that wasn't true before? 2. What do I know now that I didn't know then? 3. What has changed in me or around me? 4. What am I afraid of? 5. What am I hoping for? 6. What do I want? 7. What do I need? 8. What's not working? 9. What is working? 10. If I could wave a magic wand, what would I change? It's vital that you approach these questions as honestly as you can. The goal is to make decisions that align with what's actually true now, not what you wish to be true or what used to be true. Remember, discernment is rarely a one-time event. It's a practice, a way of living that involves continually paying attention to your life and making adjustments as needed. The myth of binary decisions. When faced with a difficult choice, we often frame it as a simple stay or go decision. But this binary thinking can be limiting and even misleading. In reality, most of our decisions come slowly. They're a series of choosing to stay today and again tomorrow, not once and for all, but once for now and twice for later. Instead of asking, should I stay or should I go, try reframing the question. Add for now to the end of your statement. You might not know for sure, but you can know for now. This approach allows for more flexibility and nuance in your decision-making process. It acknowledges that circumstances can change and that you have the freedom to reassess your choices as time goes on. Endings, beginnings, and the hallways in between. One of the most challenging aspects of decision-making is navigating the transitions between endings and beginnings. These in-between spaces, which I like to call hallways, can be uncomfortable and disorienting. It's important to distinguish between different types of endings. Some are anticipated, like retirement, while others are forced upon us, like being fired from a job. Some endings come with the luxury of closure, while others leave us feeling unresolved. Beginnings, too, can take various forms. Some are exciting and full of promise, while others feel daunting and uncertain. In my own life, I experienced a significant transition when I had to decide whether to stay at my church or leave. This process taught me valuable lessons about the nature of endings and beginnings. 1. Endings don't always come with closure. 2. The absence of closure doesn't mean you made the wrong decision. 3. new beginnings often feel more like continuations than fresh starts. As you navigate your own transitions, remember that it's normal to feel a mix of emotions. Allow yourself to grieve what you're leaving behind, even as you look forward to what's ahead. Peace versus avoidance. One of the trickiest aspects of decision-making is distinguishing between genuine peace and mere avoidance. Sometimes, the relief we feel when avoiding conflict can masquerade as peace. But just because a decision leads to confrontation doesn't mean it's the wrong choice. In fact, some of the most important decisions we make will inevitably lead to difficult conversations or uncomfortable situations. When you're considering a change, pay attention to your feelings of fear and discomfort. These emotions aren't necessarily red flags telling you to stop. Instead, think of them as yellow flags, encouraging you to slow down and examine the situation more closely. Ask yourself, is this fear pointing to a wall, don't go this way, a window, here's something that's possible, a mirror, time for self-reflection, or a door, it's time to go? By learning to differentiate between peace and avoidance, you'll be better equipped to make decisions that align with your true values and desires, even when they're challenging. Becoming who you are. As we conclude our journey through the rooms of life, I want to leave you with this thought. What's even more important than the decisions you make is the person you're becoming while you make them. When we feel uncertain about our choices, it's easy to become tense, lose sleep, and berate ourselves for not being enough. But what if we practice doing the opposite? If you find yourself feeling stuck, instead of holding your breath, try letting it out. Instead of scolding yourself, try speaking words of comfort out loud. Even if you don't fully believe them right now, speak them in faith as a hopeful practice, a way of professing something true even if it doesn't feel true yet. Remember, walking into a new room doesn't always look dramatic. Sometimes it's as simple as a widow going to the grocery store alone for the first time, a teacher entering a classroom in a new city, or a new parent returning to work after parental leave. These quiet, unassuming transitions may not come with medals or cheering crowds, but they are no less significant. They are the moments that shape us, the decisions that define us. As you continue to navigate the rooms of your life, my hope is that you'll do so with grace, wisdom, and a deep understanding of who you are and who you're becoming. May you find the courage to stay when it's right, the strength to leave when it's time, and the discernment to know the difference.